Hello and welcome to the latest Lone Star Players podcast. My name is Spencer Lugenbuehl. I will be your host today, and we're bringing back one of my favorite guests, Marshall Sterling. Marshall, how are you doing tonight?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good. It's late at night. My brain is mush from doing all the Belmont card stuff. Looking to try and hammer away at this Lone Star Park late pick five for tomorrow, Friday, which is June 4th, 2021. What do you say we get this started, Marshall, with race number five? It is a state bred 75, not worth three, lifetime going 5.5 on the dirt. What'd you like in here?
So I have, and I equally like the one and the two. They're both coming out of the same class at least the same level. That's a lot of bling was at this level. But we'll see both of these horses that I like are both speed horses. I tend to kind of like My Golden Bling a little bit more, just because of the company, but they're both pretty dangerous, and especially for the same trainer with Austin Gustafson, you know, both these horses are going to be on the engine. And that does slightly worry me. But for me, my A's would be one and two, and I would use them equally. And then I do have the five as a B, twirling around. This horse is dropping back down from the claiming 10,000 level and has shown speed in the past, but can rate. And I think she could be the one that would benefit the most from the one and the two ding-donging on the front end. So I'm 1-2 with a little bit of five.
For me, I'm single to start off this late pick five. That's a lot of bling is pretty much what I need. I'm a little bit worried that she hasn't been able to run past the 45 the last three tries out. I think the last race, too, was very, very impressive with hot fractions. For me, Austin Gustafson, one of the top guys, 26%. And when they win last time out, 24%. I just feel like getting Luzzy to stay on this horse, they're 30% together. Big positive ROI. Not that Cabrera doesn't have a positive ROI with him as well on the one. I'm kind of splitting hairs here and didn't want to be, you know, equaled in, or I just wanted to kind of just, you know, I mean, they're going to be right or I'm going to be wrong. If I'm right, I cut out a lot of tickets that use the one along with you, Marshall. So I'm just trying to aim with the two here as my lone single to start off this late pick five. Let's move on to race number six. It is a claiming 15,000 non-2 L going 7.5 on the turf, tough distance. What are you looking here, Marshall?
Yeah, it's kind of a weird middle distance, and two, the starting gate is going to be in the middle of the stretch. So, the outside horses, if they don't have speed, will be at kind of a disadvantage. But for me, I was having a hard time splitting hairs between the 10 and the 6. And I ended up actually liking the 6 a little more, or the 10, excuse me, a little more. Papa's Boy. Both of these horses faced at the same exact distance at Fairgrounds back in February, in which Papa's Boy, the number 10, outfinished Bad Boy, and Bad Boy even got a better trip. So for me, I do like Papa's Boy, the 10. I expect him to show speed coming out of the gate, and hopefully can be on the lead without too much struggle. So for me, my A's would be the 6 and the 10. And I do kind of like the 2, which would be a B. I really like Really Slow, appropriately named. But this horse faced against Mutasa Beck, Barrister Tom, like some very hard knocking horses on the turf. And then all of a sudden they switched him to dirt, and they hadn't put this horse back on turf yet. And his turf numbers were by far better than anything he ran on dirt. So I think that if he runs better than that 51 buyer last time out on the dirt, I think this horse has a sneaky, sneaky shot to win. Not to mention, Carlos Padilla tried getting this horse on the turf last time out in a much tougher class. So I do like the two quite a bit and would be a very solid B for me.
For me, I'm four deep in this leg. Two A's, two B's. We'll start from number three, Varnished, for Francisco Bravo. I just think when you always have that last race being the dirt race, people just think, oh, the horse is going off form. They don't even think to look and see that, oh, it wasn't even on the right surface. This one is going a mile and 16, two back, five furlongs, three back. Both the races were plenty fine enough for me. Just one that I think, based on the odds of what I think the horse will go off, needs to be an A, because I think you're going to get that extra value. Also, for me, as an A, the number 10, Papa's Boy, David Cabrera, is going to be on a lot of people's tickets. The guy's 25%. He heated up as soon as he came back to Lone Star. I think it was like 15 first 35. Also gets, obviously, in the barn of Carl Broberg. I just feel that that last race just kind of hits that nice little buyer par we always talk about for me, and just one I don't want to lose to, and one that I think if I make as a B is kind of just a waste. My two B's are going to be a little bit interesting here. The number 7, Vincitor, for Ryan Basham. Pretty much a brand new trainer, but I mean, if this horse can run anything like his races from last year, this horse is going to be an absolute steal. And at double-digit odds, could really blow up the pick 5. Don't want to leave him off. And the number 6, Bad Boy, Stuart Elliott, Asmussen. I just don't want to get beat and lose this leg when I think that this is kind of a spread leg to begin with. And so I kind of want to add this one on as a B, although I know pretty much already that's probably negative EV for me when we talk about ticket structure. So 7-6 as Bs, 3-10 as As. Let's move on to the middle leg. Race number 7 from Lone Star Park is a state-bred 75 N2L going 7 furlongs on the dirt. What are we looking here, Marshall?
My top pick here is the number 1, Awesome Sunset. Taking a pretty big drop from the claiming 20,000 N2L down to this state bred claiming 7,500 N2L. And that's a pretty big step. And not to mention, you know, again, we're going from open company to state bred company. And so to me, this is kind of a very interesting drop and one that I would really hope could take advantage of here. Also, the last time on dirt was an off the turf event, but did show some very good tactical speed that I think will be very helpful in this race. My second choice in here is number 5, Chow Chow. This horse has shown at this level to be very formidable. You know, two back on a muddy track, the horse ran a really tough and gritty second. And really just dueled eye to eye with the leader and ended up putting the leader away. So I think that those two are the most logical. And my B for this race is going to be the number 9, Miss Red Rockette, Steve Asmussen, Stuart Elliott. What more do you need to say? This horse is coming out of, was claimed out of a 5,000 N2L, in which the horse didn't run all that well, comes back in a protected spot. And if Steve Asmussen can move the horse up at all off of some of the previous efforts, will be very dangerous on the lead. So for me, my A's are 1 of 5 and my B is the 9.
I was originally a single here, but now I guess I will end up using the 1, Awesome Sunset. I guess I was trying to be a little bit too picky and just based off that race 2 back, try to eliminate the horse. But obviously, like you said, the horse fits. Jockey 4% is a little bit hard to take, but being the Bug Boy, you get the weight poundage off as well. Going to
and has been on the horse twice before as well.
Yeah, I just, for me, the 9 was originally going to be my single. I get what you're saying. Didn't run that well last time out, but I just, why would Steve get this horse and then bump the horse up a level? I just feel like there's a lot more than meets the eye with this one. Obviously, Stuart Elliott also jumping aboard always adds to this good jockey-trainer combo. And for me, I think that 9-1 is all I'm going to need to get out of this leg.
Yeah, I mean, Miss Red Rockette is definitely interesting. And the fact that Steve Asmussen claimed it for himself also makes it a little more interesting. Again, in the protected spot, so I certainly don't blame you there.
Let's move on to race number 8 is a maiden special weight, 34,000, 5.5 on the dirt. I am singled here. I think we're both singled here. Tell me about your pick.
Yeah, it's tough to get around the favorite here, Mr. For Austin Gustafson. This horse ran so well against Steve Asmussen's Bordeaux Red. It was just such a great effort. And then Bordeaux Red came back, was also my top pick in last week's show, came back and ran a really good second. So I like Mr. For Austin Gustafson, and especially we get the same jockey back, Reilu. You know, he's going to be aggressive out of the gate, should have a little more stamina, and we are shortening up slightly on the track. So for me, Mr. For sure, Megatap, number 4, is going to take a bunch of money because of Steve Asmussen and Stuart Elliott. Just the efforts that this horse has had, it has not been great. And I think is going to have a lot of work to do trying to catch a loose leader with number 2.
Mr. For me as well, I think just if you use the time, form, pace figures, was clear by 3 and then actually ended up being a fast pace, almost going sub 22 at Lone Star at 13-1. Now Reilu stays obviously the favorite after that really big cracking buyer speed figure, which pretty much has raced over the buyer par of 70 here for this type of race. I was going to try and use a little bit of Mega Tap, but I've decided instead I'm just going to single the 2 here. I agree with you. I think the Steve Asmussen, Stuart Elliott horse take a ton of money. And maybe Mr. Can kind of hang around that 7-5, 8-5, 3-2 line, and we can maybe actually get some value on this horse.
Yeah, and Mr. May even float up a little bit more than that. I mean, Mega Tap is a pretty well-known commodity at this point, and especially whenever you see the Windchill Thoroughbred colors at Lone Star, you know that they're going to take a bunch of money.
Let's try and get paid here. Race number 9 from Lone Star Park, another maiden special week. This time we're going long on the turf, mile and 1/16. What are we liking here, Marshall? How are we going to get paid?
Yeah, so for me, my top pick is the number 3, Black Rock Castle. This horse has shown some real gritty ability on the lead, and I just hope that we can get this horse on the lead. That race 2 back at Sam Houston was great. And, you know, the winner of that race, Colaquist, came back and won again, and has actually shown to be a pretty decent horse, too. I really think this horse can do a lot of good if they're aggressive. You know, I'm unfamiliar with the jockey Sorensen here, but I really hope that if he does come out of the gate firing, that horse is going to be pretty dangerous on the lead. My second choice is the favorite, the number 3, Sharp Rocket, Carl Broberg, David Cabrera. This horse has been a stock and pounce type, and especially 3 back, actually was sitting 6/6. So I don't see a whole lot of pace in this race, and I really wanted someone who had that pace. I do have to use Sharp Rocket defensively because this horse's speed figures are way above a lot of these in this race. And even if it is a slow pace, could potentially have the ability to run them down late, even with slow pace. I have 1 B horse in this race, and that's number 8, Dormir. Austin Gustafson again, Reilu Gutierrez, first-time starter. Austin Gustafson in the past year has been a 24% first-time starter. And this horse, by Slumber, out of a Sky Classic Dam. I just really think that this horse is really bred for the turf, and especially in this race should relish the distance as well. I know a mile and a 16th is kind of a difficult distance, especially for first time starters. But if there's going to be one that's going to get them ready first time out, it's going to be Austin Gustafson.
For me, I'm 3, 4, 5. Almost using equally in every single way. The number 3, Sharp Rocket, again, excellent connections. The 2 races we're talking about with this horse on turf, the main one, 3 back, was against Maiden Claimer, so that's a little bit sketchy. But I feel like you said, you have to use defensively, and you can't use him as a B. You should use him as an A to make sure you get through your ticket properly. The number 4, Carol Warrior for J.R. Calwell. I think just the last couple, the 63 and 64, they kind of fit if that horse doesn't, if the three doesn't come back with his top effort. And this one only needs to improve a little bit more. Obviously, Goncalves is a very solid turf rider, and Cowball is doing pretty well himself at 23%. Horses ran second in both his attempts at this distance, so one I didn't want to leave off the ticket. And everything you said about Black Rock Castle, kind of pretty much exactly what I think. The 72 back is excellent. Came back, lost at 3-1 as the favorite at 7.5. And I just think that stretch out is going to do everything to help this horse. And I think 3, 4, 5 will help get us paid here in this late pick 5. I want to thank my special guest, Marshall Sterling, for coming on. Thank you, Marshall. I appreciate it for 2 weeks in a row. We'll try and give you a break for next week.
Hey, sounds good, man. I mean, these Lone Star pick 5s are great. And I mean, they pay out well, and they definitely stretch your brain trying to get through these full fields. So I appreciate you having me on.
This show is been a production of In the Money Media. In the Money Media's president is Pierre Thomas Forentel. Our chief creative officer is Jonathan Kinchin. Our In the Money Media business manager is Drew Coatney. I'm Spencer Luganville, and we will see you next time.